She's taking no prisoners, only delegates. Senator Hillary Clinton won 3 out of 4 yesterday's primaries, including the big ones in Texas and Ohio. She said it's a turnaround for her campaign.
We're going on, we're going strong, and we're going all the way.
All the way till when? It's good news for her and for her supporters, but what about the Democratic Party as a whole? The author of the book, Wait, Don't Move to Canada, he's blogger Bill Scheer from Liberal Oasis and Campaign for America's Future, has a few thoughts on that. Hi, Bill.
Great to be back with you.
Hey, so did you think yesterday's primaries would yield these results?
Absolutely not. I was completely wrong. And it's very questionable why I should even be on your show. Any sort of accountability, I shouldn't be here.
No, because you're honest, you fess up, and you speak the truth.
Exactly.
There you go. That's why you should definitely be on our show.
Thank you.
You didn't try to spin it, which I'm very happy to hear.
You know, I think when I was on after Iowa, where I was wrong again, I thought after Obama won Iowa, there'd be a bandwagon effect, because in general, Democrats liked all the major candidates and weren't interested in a divisive contest. So they would rally around the first person who'd eke out a lead. And that has generally been wrong. It seemed like it might be right after the string of contests that Obama put together in February. And I had thought after the Potomac primaries in Wisconsin that the voters of Texas and Ohio would effectively say, look, I like both of you, but it's either Barack Obama or a brokered convention. And I did not think that the voters would affirmatively say, yes, let's please have a brokered convention and make this as divisive as possible.
Well, now that you've got your 2020 hindsight glasses on, those things work pretty well. Do you think that Clinton stopped Obama's momentum, or did she revive her own?
Well, she definitely revived some for herself. I think it's questionable how much she slowed of Obama's just yet, because let's not forget, Obama has won 27 states, and he has a clear lead in delegates. And by all accounts, it is going to be extremely difficult, if not impossible, even if Clinton has an amazing run at this point, that she can overcome his lead in delegates. So it almost guarantees that you're going to have a convention where no one has a clear majority, but Obama has an edge, and it puts the fulcrum of power in the hands of these superdelegates.
So I'm curious, do you think this race for the nomination is ultimately a good thing or a bad thing for the Democrats at this point?
Well, it's not ideal at this point. As I've talked about before, there's no major division in the party on the issues. There's a little bit of debate about issues, but it's really on the margins. There's wide agreement on what we should do on health care, on global warming, on Iraq. The Republican Party has been totally different. They are very divided on issues, and they haven't really resolved those divisions, even though their contest is over. The Democratic side now is being heavily divided on their personalities and their style and their approach. You would think that would get overcome at some point, but now it seems to be getting people are digging in their heels right now. And it's hard to see unless someone really puts together a fantastic string that either side would want to drop out before going to the convention, because neither one's going to have it fully locked up, even though Obama is almost certain to have the edge in delegates by June.
I would think that another winner from last night would be John McCain, because now the Democrats have to keep going at each other. The April Pennsylvania primary isn't until April 22nd. That's 7 weeks away.
It is the best scenario that McCain could come up with, and I would not be surprised if there are going to be some effectively hungover Texas and Ohio voters saying, what do we do here? But, you know, McCain has a problem, too. You know, both sides have problems because both parties got cute when they scheduled their conventions. They scheduled them at the end of the summer, the end of August,
thinking that
let's have a convention right before Labor Day, and we'll get this great boost of momentum going into the final sprint. Let's not waste all this great love in the middle of the summer when everybody's on vacation. But on the Democratic side, now you might have a situation where it's not resolved by June. You have this two-month lag where everyone's haggling over superdelegates. For McCain, though, he's got a problem because he might be stuck in the public campaign financing system. It's a legal matter. I won't get into all the details right now, but if he loses a ruling with the FEC, he cannot spend more than $5 million between now and his convention, which is going to render him fairly mute and make it harder for him to take advantage of the division on the Democratic side right now.
Now, the Clinton campaign announced that Chelsea Clinton is already headed to Pennsylvania. She's going to stump there today. Their primary 7 weeks away, 188 delegates. What themes do you think we're going to see? Do you think Hillary Clinton has found her campaign groove?
Well, before we get to Pennsylvania, let's not forget there is Wyoming on Saturday, and there is Mississippi on Tuesday. And all states count. You know?
All right. That's a good point.
Some campaigns want to pretend that some states count and some don't, but they all count. And so we're going to see what those voters have to say. But, yes, there's going to be a great encampment in Pennsylvania because after Tuesday, there's nothing on the calendar until Pennsylvania, which is April 22nd. This is a state that has a lot of there are urban centers, there are rural voters, a lot of working families. Obama did well with similar demographics in Wisconsin. Clinton did well with similar demographics in Ohio. A lot of talk about the economy. It's going to be a fairly substantive discussion, I think. And you're already hearing from the Obama campaign that they think they've sort of done all they can with the inspirational rallies. They need to shift towards the economic roundtables and show that they have the policy meat to go with the inspirational talk.
Bill Scheer, blogger from Liberal Oasis and Campaign for America's Future, also the author of Wait, Don't Move to Canada, and an honest guy.
Thanks so much.
Miss Winnie's not exactly right. Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.